April 22nd, Earth Day, a day when people around the world go the extra mile to care for our delicate planet. A day to remember to recycle, to drive your Prius, to reduce your carbon footprint. And a day where I like to go around telling everyone I see, fuck the Earth. I'm Jack English, and I paid for this ad to tell you about a new and better holiday, April 23rd. Fuck the Earth Day. In the past several years, the Bush administration has cast a lot of good doubt on liberal media myths like deforestation and global warming. And as a true patriotic American, I blindly follow what my wise elected leaders tell me. So on April 23rd, don't worry about what the hippie alarmists are saying and do what makes you feel good. Leave your lights on. Drive a Hummer. Pour oil on a duck. Remember, global warming is just a theory like evolution or the metric system. And come on, if the globe is so warm, why was it so cold this winter? In my opinion, the Earth's gone a bit soft these past few years. What we need to do is slap it around a bit. Make Earth our bitch. What's the worst thing that can happen? We flood some cities and destroy the food chain? Learn to swim and eat fucking rocks, people. Swim and eat rocks. Happy Fuck the Earth Day.
It's Wednesday, April 23rd, 2008. Coming up on the program today, the Pink Cauldron. Is it a swinger's hot tub or a witch's pussy? DV has the answer. Plus, wizards are on the loose, shrinking penises with their sorcery, and microwaving your shit. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. Have a great show for you. Today at the top of the program, I've got a website you've got to check out, and I got to say thanks to Scott for sending me the link here. Freaks, surf on over to www.gimpsgonewild.com. It's the self-described hottest disabled site on the net. Oh, all sorts of physical tards are on here. We got paraplegics, amputees, people suffering from osteogenesis imperfecta. Sure. Cerebral palsy. Oh, look at this! Someone suffering from polio! The first person since 1920 to suffer from polio is on here. Her name is Black Widow. Let's click on her. Oh, there's pictures, freaks. And you can join her their personal clubs for like $5 and see pictures. Or some of them have videos or are willing to do voice chat. So far, I've only found one. His name is Bobby, right? And he only wants to have sex chat with women, though. But here's the thing. Katie's available. Let's trick a cripple into believing he's having sex with a girl. He's a looker. Long hair, tiny penis. If you go to gimpsgonewild.com, there's some sample photographs. Surf around for yourself. Let me know if there's anyone else that you want me to voice chat with. Apparently with this guy, I have to email him and set up a time. So I'm going to do that. And then maybe, tomorrow on the program or the beginning of next week, I'll have some great hot tard phone sex to report back with. I love some of their usernames. Like this one chick who is an amputee is named Fantasy. Kind of an ironic name since your life pretty much has to be a nightmare. Fantasy says, I want others to know that I can be just as sexy as normal women while missing a limb. Well, now, a fishnet stocking would look pretty ridiculous dangling from your stump, now wouldn't it? Just as sexy as a woman with both legs? Okay, sure, keep dreaming. So there you go, gimpsgonewild.com, check it out. Got a couple pieces of audio for you. You know I love homeless people, like just babbling incoherently. For instance, here's a hobo off in the distance. He sounds both angry, yet he's laughing at the stuff he's saying. I love homeless people, especially when they're foreign. And mix that with sex, oh, you've got a killer combo. I've got an example here of a Russian homeless guy having sex with a whore. Take a listen. Now, it starts off great. He's coughing up phlegm as he's fucking her. Take a listen. Oh. Like, that just ruins the mood right there, I would think. Even if you're homeless and having sex in a, you know, trash heap. That's a deal breaker. Now, a little further on, he really gets into the moaning and shit. That just translated to, cover your fucking mouth when you cough. I've got puddles of your slimy phlegm on my back. Give it to her. Give it to her. Alright, I got one more porn-related clip for you. You know, I love it when these guys totally overact their orgasm. It's one thing when, you know, porn actresses do it, like, the whole time they're, you know, getting a bit like, yeah, we expect that from you, ladies. It's the least you could do, just laying there doing nothing while the men do all the work, thrusting and whatnot. But when guys overact their orgasms, something doesn't sound right about it. Take a listen to this.
Oh, yes. Come on. Oh, yes.
Come on. Orgasms are good. They're great. But they're not that good.
David just camel died.
Like, he's still going, calm down. Playing up for the camera. Alright, maybe that wasn't the last porno clip. I got another one here. This was sent to me by, who sent this in? Scott sent this in. It's a cum fart, but what's great about it is she farts out the cum onto a hardwood floor and then slurps it up. Alright, let's see how she does here.
Shoot the cum out, baby.
Come sit
let's
back.
See it, baby. Yeah.
Shoot the cum out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, baby. That's it, baby.
Why do these guys think it's so hot to see a woman shit out cum?
Yeah.
Gross.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the semen itself is never as white coming out as it is going in, if you catch my drift. There's always some fecal particles in there. Alright, back to the clip here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really a frothy, like, cum fart.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
That cum is almost whipped.
Yeah, baby. A little extra, baby. Ooh. Are you gonna taste that cum, baby?
Yeah,
let's see. Fucking cum?
Wait, that fucking cum, baby. Wait.
Yeah,
slurp it like little spaghetti.
Yeah.
Slurp it like little spaghetti.
Yeah, slurp it like little spaghetti.
Yeah.
So gross. Finally today, we got a Linda Fingal Hall of Fame nominee. I just got this from Alex. Alex says, I know a few other people who listen to DV also listen to Nobody Likes Onions. So you guys might have heard this one before, but Alex would like to nominate this song into the Linda Fingal Hall of Fame. This is a group called Blackout. They've got a video on YouTube with a whopping 8,000 views already. It's a song called Video Games. It's a song worthy of Kids Bop, no doubt. Take a listen. They have a website called blackoutband.com. Check out for yourself.
I don't wanna go to school.
Bit of fucking emotion into it.
I just wanna play video games.
I just wanna play video games.
about as much charisma as a cum fart. At least a cum fart is entertaining to listen to. Pretty much get the idea of the song here. I'll put a link to it on the show notes today so you can check it out for yourself. The comments on YouTube are pretty funny. I mean, BillyMo2560 pretty much sums it up by saying this is incredibly difficult to listen to. Another observation was made. I love how the audience is full of fat 8-year-olds. Another comment. Yes, it's a very deep song. So there you go. You can check it out for yourself. Blackout is the name of the band. Video Games is the song. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, FXF news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, now would be a great time to sign up. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of Distorted View shows, plus extended shows like the ones we've been doing for the past 2 days, exclusive shows, video casts, and so much more. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Sign up now. First story we have for you today. It's a short one, but I love it. The story comes from Utah. Police say they've arrested 3 teens they believe were involved in an incident at a convenience store where feces was cooked in a microwave. And yet it still smelled better than those fucking convenience store microwavable burritos. Speaking of which, have you guys ever had those, I think they're called like tornadoes? It's like a crispy tortilla shell. It's like rolled, right, into like a tube, and stuffed inside it is sausage or some sort of meat and cheese. I've never had more violent explosive diarrhea than I did when I ate a couple of those fucking things. They call it a tornado because it's a fucking funnel of swirling diarrhea that shoots out of your ass after about 15 minutes. It's not a pretty sight, nor smell. Anyways, police in Sandy, Utah. We're looking for 3 men who were involved in cooking human feces in a convenience store microwave oven. Police say one of the men placed a 1-gallon plastic baggie with human shit inside of it, inside of the oven, and set the timer for 10 minutes. Like, I'm assuming after a minute and a half, the shit would start bubbling up. Like, I used to eat those crappy, like, Stouffer's lasagna microwavable meals, and I remember pulling it out of the microwave and just seeing red tomato sauce splashed all over the microwave. I can't imagine the feces that splattered inside of there. After 10 minutes, Jesus Christ, it either completely liquefied or it became like a solid, hard mass. I want to see what that looked like. They say it happened on March 23rd at approximately 10:45 p.m. at the 7-Eleven. The men left the area, and after the bag exploded, it ruined the microwave, costing approximately $3,500 in damages. That's some powerful poop. Congratulations. The store had to be aired out for a long period of time, causing lost profits. Police released surveillance photos of the crimes in hopes the suspects could be identified. They were arrested on April 17th. So there you go. Second story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me. The hell was that? Yes, there's a sex club in a Florida housing subdivision. A 2,530-foot square foot house on its website touts group and private rooms, a stage and dancing pole, swimming pool, buffet-style dining, classy, and the pink cauldron, even classier. It's a 5-person hot tub. Prompted by complaints from neighbors, 2 undercover police officers, 1 male and 1 female, posed as a couple and toured the house in late March. Inside, the officers noticed a stripper pole and a swinging sex chair. They learned one of the bedrooms was converted into an observation room. Who are the only people that own homes in Florida? That's right, the elderly. It's a geriatric sex parlor!
Get over there, Pat. Oh, good, Olga. Good girl. God dang, that's good.
Someone was on the sex swing. No law-breaking activities were noted, said Police Chief Don Carey. Quote, they were consenting adults doing stuff in private that wasn't criminal, and the police investigation was closed with no charges filed. Regardless, Carey believes the Hunt Club is an illegal establishment that should be shut down. How can you say it's an illegal establishment if no laws have been broken? It's my opinion that people there are operating a business out of their home. They're violating the zoning in that area because they're not allowed to have customers in their home. I see. It's a business. If they feel differently, they can challenge us in the court. Admission at the Hunt Club is advertised as free, although donations are accepted. Secure parking is provided by a fence yard behind the house. The group seeks investors to ante up $60,000 by mid-June to build a 4,000-square-foot complex with 8 bedrooms. Quote, what you see when you come to a party is a group of adults mingling, flirting, laughing, and sometimes dancing. The parties are very quiet to the point that you cannot hear any noise on the street in front of our house. I think that our neighbor's imagination is much more depraved than anything we're actually doing, and I think they've forgotten something important. Having sex is not illegal, said Kersey Page, one of the operators of the Hunt Club. The landlord of the house, Penny D. Hansen, said I will not be renewing their lease in October because of, one, all of the problems they're causing within the neighborhood, and two, the extreme wear and tear these parties are causing on my home and yard. Wait until you take a fucking blacklight to the house. Getting cum out of drapery is not easy. I know. Especially mine. Doctors have told me they've never seen ejaculate so acidic before. I'm kind of proud of that. I actually burn women's wombs when I come inside them. Final story we have for you today. Police in Congo have arrested 13 suspected sorcerers! Witch! Accused of using black magic to steal or shrink men's penises after a wave of panic and attempted lynchings triggered by the alleged witchcraft.
Crazy ethnic people!
Alright, now what I'm going to say could be misconstrued as racist. However, I don't mean it that way. Black people, I know slavery was wrong and bad, but honestly, if your people were still over there in Africa, they're fucking idiots! I mean, let's look at the silver lining. Yes, you had to go through a shitty period, and you're still recovering from that. We're trying our best to make amends. But really, if you were still in Africa, you'd be believing in sorcerers and witchcraft and magic spells used to shrink penises. It's ridiculous. So African-Americans, I say this to you. You're welcome. See? Now we don't have any racial problems at all. All is forgiven. Seriously, though. I mean, get these people in fucking Congo, you know, an internet connection or something. They need to be schooled, believing in this nonsense. Reports of so-called penis snatchings are not uncommon in West Africa, where belief in traditional religions and witchcraft remains widespread, and where ritual killings to obtain blood or body parts still occur. Rumors of the penis theft began circulating last week in Congo's sprawling capital of some 8 million inhabitants. They quickly dominated radio call-in shows, with listeners advised to beware of fellow passengers in communal taxis wearing gold rings. Reported victims, 14 of whom were also detained by police, claimed that sorcerers simply touched them to make their genitals shrink or disappear. What some residents said was an attempt to extort cash with the promise of a cure. Quote, you just have to be accused of that, and people come after you. We've had a number of attempted lynchings. You see them covered in marks after being beaten, said police chief Jean Dudon. Police arrested the accused sorcerers and their victims in an effort to avoid bloodshed. I'm tempted to say it's one huge joke, the police chief said, but when you try to tell the victims that their penises are still there, they tell you that it's because that it's become tiny or that they've become impotent. That I tell them, how do you know if you haven't gone home and tried it? Maybe it's just cold outside or something. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Hey, Tim, dude. Hey,
God.
I'm from Tennessee, dude. I was calling in, giving a message out to all the real ass fucking freaks.
Okay.
Today, 420. Marks the 1 year anniversary of Alexis K. Tyler.
Oh, wow.
I just thought I would make that announcement. Also, damn, guys. Smoke up.
There you go. He called in on 420 to give us that information. Wow, we've had Alexis K. Tyler in our lives for a year.
Hey, Tim, nice. It's Matt from the Jam Hole. Hey, I was just listening to, I think it was Friday's show, and you played that clip of that little black kid talking about how he's going to kill the president.
Right.
I don't know if you guys watched the Boondocks, but that kid sounds exactly like Huey from the Boondocks.
Ah,
yeah.
Interesting observation. Yeah, I heard that's a good show.
Hey, Tim. Hey, I was calling in about today's show on the 21st, and...
The same guy.
Well, I had to stop. Once I started listening to the voice,
he is stoned.
All I could think was, God damn, is that nigger still talking about cars? Oh, yeah, and did you know Wing was on an episode of South Park?
I heard something about that. Can we refrain from calling each other racist names? I mean, there was no reason for that. I hope that the guy who was talking about the Malibu calls in, and I really hope he gives you a tongue lashing.
Hey, Timmy, this is Kerosene. I just found out from a Jewish friend of mine that for Passover, which lasts a month and 2 weeks,
right,
they are only allowed to drink sodas that have cane sugar.
Right.
So you might actually want to reconsider your whole Jew thing.
I know. Fucking Jews, man. They got it made. Yeah, if you live in a population where there are a lot of Jewish people, a lot of times you'll see this time of year Coca-Cola made with sugar, like cane sugar, and you can notice there's like a little insignia or something on the cap, you know, indicating it's kosher or something. So yeah, I didn't know about that.
Hey Tim, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Is it possible to impregnate a woman with a devil's wick? Or would like the freezing process kill the semen? I don't know. Could you please tell me?
Well, no, you idiot. They freeze sperm at those sperm banks, right? So, I mean, you know, freezing sperm is not going to kill them. It preserves them. To answer your question, I don't know. If you're fucking your girlfriend with a cumsicle, basically a dildo made out of frozen cum, and it melts in her cunt, you might have a problem there. You might be in for some trouble. I really don't know.
Hey, Tim. I was just listening to today's show, and I was looking at the Sonic 2 guy, Christian whatever.
Christian Chan, right.
I was reading on this page, and I just love this line. Sonic 2, issue number 6, is still in the works as I progress through my lonesome depression.
There's a lot of great stuff. Yeah, he does these, he created this character called Sonic Chew, which is a mixture of Sonic and Pikachu, and he actually draws and writes his own comic based on that. Dun dun. Dun dun. Dun dun dun. Little boss music at the end. All right, I'm a big nerd.
Hey, Tim, it's Paul from Denver. I just want to tell you that I just listened to the April 18th show, and the racist retard, all those jokes you were doing, fucking hilarious. I almost died laughing.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
I think. Did I do that, or was it a video? I don't know. I don't even remember anything.
Oh, my God. Also, I want to tell you something really fucked up I thought of at work today.
All right.
I came across this big eraser that says big mistake, and I was thinking, how messed up would that be to give that to someone in a baby shower?
That's true. Big, giant eraser. The abortion doctor comes in with that. Time to erase your problems. That, my friends, is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website, voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it OGOD? Good, Olga. Good girl. God damn.
God dang, that's good.
Oh, God dang. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. We'll be back tomorrow for the Big Thursday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Because, bitch, you want to fight somebody, bitch? Let's go, girl! I'm standing right here. You ain't saying shit to me, girl. I've been standing at the mall. Ain't nobody walking up to me, girl. Show tea like that.